The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than them? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. "It's not fair," said the little girl as her parents told her it's time for bed, but her older brothers and sisters got to stay up an extra half hour. "It's not fair," said the teenager when his parents told him that he could not go to the party because those who go to that party were known to be drinking juveniles. "It's not fair," said the office worker as she was passed over from the promotion and it went to somebody else. "It's not fair." We've all heard that before, and we've probably all said it before. I'm sure you hear it from your children, and then as a child, I'm sure that you yourselves have said it. It's not fair. As we grow up, we learn that this world that we live in is not fair. We work hard, we try to do the right things, but yet we still run into troubles, we run into difficulties. And then we all know that person who can do anything and get by with it. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair, is it, that a parent should lose a child? Whether that child is still a child or an adult, it doesn't matter. Is it fair that a person is arrested for speaking out against an unjust government? Is it fair? Is it fair? This world just simply is not fair. And I think Jesus was aware of that as he spoke this sermon on the Mount. He says God sends makes the sun rise for the good and for the evil. He sends the rain for the just and the unjust. It's not fair. It just doesn't work that way. Or it doesn't work the way that we want it to. It's just not fair. And if you think about it, though, Jesus himself wasn't fair. Think about it. Jesus would eat with the tax collectors, with those dirty scoundrels. The tax collectors would try to take advantage of the widows and the orphans and the poor people, and they would favor the rich, and they would make lots and lots of money as however they could. But Jesus sat down and ate with them. What did they do to deserve his presence? It's not fair. Or think about it too, that Jesus went and made friends with outcasts, with sinners, with prostitutes. What did they do to deserve getting to know him. It's just not fair. Our Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. He healed the cripples. It's just not fair. What did they ever do to deserve that? They're not even pulling their own weight. But yet, Jesus gave them his blessings. It's not fair. But you can see the twist on Jesus being unfair. Because it's not that bad things are happening to good people, but rather, Jesus is bringing good and his blessings to those so-called bad people. Jesus goes way beyond just being fair. He gives people blessings and goodness, his grace and his mercy, which goes way beyond what is fair for other people. And then think about his life then too, further on. It wasn't fair that Jesus was arrested. He did nothing wrong. It wasn't fair that he was put on trial. And everybody out on at those trials knew that the testimony that was being given was false. But yet, he was condemned anyway. It wasn't fair that Pilate condemned him to death, to sentence him to death, because Pilate himself knew that there was nothing wrong with Jesus. But yet, Pilate did it anyway. It wasn't fair that the soldiers beat him and tortured him. It wasn't fair that he was nailed to that cross. And the whole irony of this thing is that Jesus was willing to go through the cross. He went through all of this for those very people who put him up there. It's not fair. Jesus died on that cross for the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and for the Romans and for the people who shouted out, "Crucify him." Jesus went to the cross for them. He died for them. But when we talk about the cross and the resurrection, we're not only talking about the people living in that first century. We're also talking about us. Because each time we fall short of what God wants us to do, each time we make our own decision to go against God, each time we sin, we too are putting another nail in that cross. But Jesus was willing to die for us. We deserve the punishment. That's what we deserve. That's what we should have. But Jesus takes it away from us and he dies on the cross. It's not fair, is it? It's not fair that Jesus should die when we should die. But that is Jesus Christ. That is God. God is not fair. God goes way beyond fair. That's his mercy and his grace in action. That's who God is. God is not fair. Sometimes we forget, though. We forget about what God and Christ have done for us. And we want to go back to a world that we think we can make fair. We want to go back to that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If somebody hurts me, I have the right to hurt them, don't I? If somebody does something bad to me and I can't get back at them right away, it's okay if I hang on to that until I find the right opportunity. That's only fair, right? If they've done it to me, I can do it to them. We want to go back to that. But instead, Jesus has a different way of handling the situations. He says, if somebody slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. If somebody takes your coat, give them your shirt too. If somebody makes you walk a mile, go an extra mile. Now, I need to make this clear. Christianity is not about being passive. It's not about just laying down and letting people walk over you. It's not about being a doormat where they wipe their feet on you. Jesus is actually saying to do something about it. When somebody strikes you on the cheek, do something about it. Now, the reaction that if somebody slaps you on the cheek, the reaction that they expect from you is to get angry and to try to slap them back, to get into a fight with them, or it's to make you submissive so that you will obey them. But Jesus has a completely different way of looking at it. If somebody slaps you on the cheek, you need to do something about it. But it's not to act violence with violence. Rather, he's saying, turn the other cheek. It's a reaction that nobody expects. It's a reaction that stops that cycle of violence. It's a way of showing that God is not fair. Because if we play this way, then we too are not playing fair. We are changing the rules. And if we change the rules, then we are also working on changing this world. This world that we live in is not fair. And we can never really hope that it will be fair. Because God himself is not fair either. God goes beyond being fair with his justice, with his mercy, and with his grace. And as we learn, too, not to play fair in the ways of Jesus, we are proclaiming that message of God. And that we, too, can maybe turn people so that they, too, can look upon that kingdom of God and wish to be a part of it. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.